Hi, I'm Stephanie Toothman. I'm retired from the National Park Service, but I am representing them as I work on special projects. The stillness of Homer's pair of female figures set against the background of the rugged coast embodies the fortitude of Maine's maritime communities. The women remind me of my grandmother's family, who lived on Nova Scotia's coast. Their father left Canada for work in New England before returning to raise a family and work as a ship captain. His girls left their coastal town for Boston in 1910, bringing their strength and self-sufficiency as they sought greater opportunities for women. Tryon captures a landscape and a way of life on the cusp of transition. After thousands of years shaped by Indigenous peoples, the landscape his painting depicts reflects 250 years of Euro-American settlement, with boundaries defined by stone walls and tree lines. Over the century, farmers moving west for available lands under the Homestead Act, industrialization, and suburbanization reshaped this land once again, obscured by today's denser development and forest regrowth. Remnants of these stone walls still survive as reminders of this agrarian past. I was very interested by the whole concept of having new eyes and perspectives look at paintings from a century ago. And as a historian and a cultural anthropologist, I was interested in how those new perspectives would actually read new meanings that may have been very different from the painter's intent into these landscapes. I learned that working with a team of people with very different backgrounds, that we looked at these paintings in very different ways. I was intrigued by the approach of having new eyes look at these paintings. Our group included a very different group of people bringing new other perspectives than mine on paintings, and it also gave me a chance to look at them in a way that didn't focus on technique or framing or how the brush strokes were, but really look at them in terms of what is the story behind this painting, and in the case of the landscape, how has that evolved over time. The first picture brought memories back of stories I'd heard about my grandmother's family. She grew up with five sisters, and their journey started very much like the women in the picture, but went to a different path that became available as women moved into new occupations in the 20th century. And so I thought of those two women and kind of projected that experience, thinking, well, what would they have done if they'd had those opportunities? The landscape reminded me of the landscape of my youth in another New England town and the remnants of farming that were still visible. I was interested in thinking about how that landscape had evolved from being shaped by Indigenous people for thousands of years, then what's basically a blip in time and geographic time. You have 250 years of Euro-American settlements, and then knowing what has happened in the town I grew up on and what has happened in South Dartmouth, thinking about how this picture represented a time where transition was going to greatly change this once again. I hope they'll leave it with a new perspective on how to look at paintings, quite frankly, one that will make them more accessible to more people, because you don't need to know technique, you don't need to know the artist, but there may be something that resonates with you that will open other pictures and exhibits to you in the future.